In fact, I knew I had to clear a spirit out of a friend's house because of the way her dog was behaving.
How did you do that?
It's very simple. I use something that was taught to me by a teacher, years and years ago. I take a white candle, and I take something other than a match or a lighter to light it with. So if I have to, I'll light a stick with a match or a lighter, and then I'll light the candle with the stick. And I just simply was taught that using chemicals to light that candle is just not a good way of doing this for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you light the candle outside of the house, and you walk into the house with the lit candle. This is in my book also, by the way. And you go through the house, and I like to use a phrase. I use a chant, and I used to make up my own chants. And then I got a chant from one of my teachers, and it's a really good one. It says, "This is my house. My house is God's house. It belongs to me. All others take a blessing and leave." And I altered that a little bit because I don't want to get rid of everybody. So I say, "This is my house. My house is God's house. It belongs to me. All energy foreign to this house take a blessing and leave." Okay? And you go through the house and keep repeating that chant. And you have to go from the basement to the attic. You have to open every closet, every cupboard, and don't start anything on fire, but you're going through everything with this candle. And when you've gone through the entire house, you go out the back door and blow out the candle. It works quite effectively. I've done this many, many times in many, many places.
I've heard you use also sage. Is that true? What does that do?
The Native Americans use sage, and it's the same concept. They burn sage, and they just kind of, shake it around while it's burning, and the incense from it cleans the air out. And it's the same idea. You're not just moving spirit on, you're also moving the energy on that has soaked into the walls. You have energy coming, electromagnetic energy coming off of you all the time. So
I know that. That's true.
So if you live in a house for 50 years, that energy has to go somewhere, and it soaks into the walls. And so eventually it's going to come back out because only so much energy can get in there, And sometimes we see what we think are spirits, but they're actually imprints. You might see someone walking up a flight of steps, and there are no steps there. And you might go back into the history of the house and find that at one time there was a flight of stairs there. So you're seeing an imprint of what a person did many, many times over the course of their lifetime. And it's not an actual person. It's almost like an electromagnetic photograph. How's that?
When you deal with items in this world, here's a communication device, for good or for bad, mostly bad, Ouija boards. Would you advise people to stay away from those things?
No, you have to protect yourself. Okay, for example, I cross spirit over every single day, and I encourage people in this world to do that because they're focused on us and we can really, really help them, and that's a good thing. When I do that, I put protection around myself because they tend to cling to you, okay? And believe it or not, they can affect how you feel and how you respond to things, and it's an outside energy that's doing that to you. So it's a good thing to, you put the white light of protection around you, or you put God's light of protection around you, whatever you're comfortable with. Or when you're done with something, you could say, "This is my body. My body is God's body. It belongs to me. All energy foreign to this body, take a blessing and leave." Okay? And you're doing that simply to keep your own aura clean and keep it to yourself. It's not like there are people out there trying to hurt you in any way, but it's just a good idea to keep that energy clean around you.